You're watching Table for Two, where we speak with industry leaders who champion innovation and drive change. Today, we're joined by John O'Donoghue, the General Manager of Depository at the Perth Mint. John, nice to see you.
Likewise, Lauren. Lovely to see you today.
Firstly, how does gold trend in periods of volatility like we're seeing at the moment?
Yeah, we're definitely in a period of increased volatility, Lauren, since probably late November last year, as the world grapples with trade policy shifts, economic changes, we've seen gold hit a number of record highs. In US dollar terms, it hit 3,000 in March, and it hit 3,500 in April. Locally, gold is trading close to record highs.
Now, people usually think of gold as a safe haven asset. Is that the only reason to have gold in a portfolio?
Yeah, gold is definitely recognized as a safe haven asset, and we've seen a flight to safe haven assets at the moment. But there's other reasons to have gold in your portfolio. Recently, in the last couple of years, we've seen central banks increase their allocation to gold as they diversify their reserves. This has definitely brought a spotlight to gold. Gold, additionally, is an extremely liquid asset, which is one fact that's an advantage to investors in times of uncertainty. Holding a liquid asset in your portfolio is very beneficial. One other point to note is that gold, over the past 20 years, has returned over 10% per annum. This is on par with many equity returns and locally and overseas.
So, John, should people be thinking about gold as a long-term core holding or as a place to park their money during uncertainty? And are there any general guidelines for how much gold to include in a diversified portfolio?
Yeah, we've definitely seen an increase in the demand for gold recently due to the uncertainty in the market. But gold plays a part in a long-term balanced portfolio. There's some recent research released which compares a traditional 60-40 portfolio with a 60% to equities, 20% to bonds, and a 20% allocation to gold. Over a 15-year period, that fund actually outperformed the return of the 60-40 traditional portfolio. So that indicates that gold has a position in a balanced portfolio. As to how much gold to invest in a portfolio, that depends on an individual set of circumstances.
Now, one concern, John, that sometimes discourages people from investing in gold is that it doesn't produce income. What's your take on this?
Yeah, correct. Gold doesn't produce an income. But as I said earlier, the key is actually having a well-balanced portfolio. So making sure that the investor has an allocation to income producing assets within the portfolio, which can then meet their income objectives. The key to long-term success is a balanced portfolio with the right allocation to the right assets at the right time. And we believe that a gold exposure will assist in this.
And lastly, what do you see as the risks of investing in gold, and how should advisors talk to their clients about rebalancing gold exposure over time?
Gold, along with any other asset, contains some risks, so it's important that everybody is constantly reviewing their portfolio to make sure that it is giving them the best return for their circumstances. Where you can make sure this is that if you are checking your portfolio, you need to make sure that it is meeting your objectives. So it's important that you talk to your advisor or your planner to make sure the portfolio meets your needs. Where we're seeing some recent growth at the Perth Mint is in our listed product, PM Gold. This is very popular with investors and SMSF trustees at the moment as people allocate additional funds to gold.
John O'Donoghue, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks for joining us here on Share Cafe. For more finance news, market movers and insights, head to sharecafe.com.au.